following pay program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
And of course, it's Friday, which means I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo, because today is Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. How you doing, Elisa?
Hey, Carl. How are you?
Good. Very good. Oh, I love that voice. Say hey, Carl, again like that.
Hey, Carl.
Okay. Anyway, how are you, Elisa?
I'm great. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. We've got a really exciting show planned for today, don't we?
We do.
A lot of good topics.
Yeah, we finally get to talk to Johan today.
Yes, Johan Otterstrom will be on the show today, one of our superhumans that lives abroad.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's going to be exciting.
Yes.
And we have a lot of really interesting topics to cover, especially those in the area of nutritional idiocy, like... apparently, there's a special day coming up called National Junk Food Day.
No, that was yesterday.
Oh, I missed it.
Yes, you missed it.
Oh, I missed out my opportunity to go out and eat junky food.
I read an article by a reporter from some newspaper that said that since it was National Junk Food Day, it gave you the right to eat any type of junk food you wanted without any guilt, and you didn't have to worry about any of the calories, is what she said.
Right.
Right. So
we should also have, for all the people who participated in National Junk Food Day, next week is National Suicide Day. Feel free to take your own life.
That's not nice. But, you know, I don't understand why they have a National Junk Food Day and not a National Health Food Day.
Well, most likely the companies that market and manufacture junk foods got behind this and said, hey, let's have a National Junk Food Day. It'll be a day that we'll all profit. Let's be honest.
Well, so I did a little research, and there are so many different days that have to do with junk food. It's just absurd.
Oh, so there's not just one National Junk Food Day?
Oh, no. In July alone, July is National Hot Dog Month.
Okay.
Okay. On July 7th, it's National Chocolate Day. July 9th is National Sugar Cookie Day. July 12th is Pecan Pie Day. 15th is Tapioca Pudding. 19th is Raspberry Cake Day.
All in July?
All in July alone.
They should just call July the Get Fat Month.
Oh, no, but it keeps on. Like, August is National Catfish Month, and August the 1st is National Raspberry Cream Pie Day.
Well, catfish isn't so bad. Well, I take that back.
They're bottom dwellers.
But if they were in clean lakes.
Exactly.
That'd be a different story.
Let's see. August the 10th is National S'mores Day.
Oh my God.
I mean, and it just goes on. September. September the 5th is National Cheese Pizza Day.
Yeah.
I mean, it just goes on and on and
yeah,
on.
Yeah, we never have a National Raw Milk Day, right?
No, of course not.
A National High Protein, Low Fat Day. I mean, a low carbohydrate day, right?
No. Speaking of high fat, what did you drink this morning?
You watched me. What did I drink?
A whole quart of cream.
Yeah, raw unpasteurized cream.
And how much fat was in that?
Approximately 189 or 198, depending on who you subscribe to. About 46, 47 grams of fat per
cup.
And there's approximately 4 cups in a quart.
And then how much protein is in that?
Only between 6 and 7 grams of protein in that same cup.
So did you substitute some whey
protein? Yeah, I did. I spoon-fed myself some dry whey protein after I did that.
Oh,
<Yeah. okay. laughs> It was good. I didn't want to drink anything after that. My tummy was full.
Oh, okay.
I love raw cream. I could drink it all the time. As a matter of fact, I've actually toyed with the idea of going on a raw cream diet because I bet you I'd lose a lot of fat.
That's interesting. You should try it.
Yeah, maybe I will.
I did want to mention, I was reading an article back to National Junk Food Day just for 1 second.
Yeah, please.
The guy wrote an article in the Baltimore Sun that his favorite junk food was chicken nuggets, and he soaked them in milk, and then he coated them with Pringles that were crushed up,
right,
and then he fried them.
So Pringle-encrusted chicken nuggets.
Fried.
Deep fried. Fried twice.
Yes.
They're fried first when they're chicken nugget, right?
I guess. Yeah. Speaking of which, didn't someone ask us on Facebook what our favorite junk or what's the worst thing
we've ever eaten?
Who was that? David Jonathan Ho? Is that his name?
Yeah. And so I asked you off the air, what's the worst thing you ever ate? And I'm thinking to myself, come on, that's the worst thing you've ever eaten?
Well, I was trying to think of something that was really bad that I've eaten.
But that's a junk food. Tell the audience what you said off the air.
I have to admit, when KFC came out with grilled chicken, I tried it. I didn't realize how bad it was for you. I tried it one time. Right. I was on the road and I was driving in my car and I was in the middle of nowhere in Kentucky. And that was all that was available. So I tried the grilled chicken. It was disgusting, and I would never do that again. I pack my food. I just.
But to you, that was your answer. And I said, come on. I said, that's the worst junk food you've ever eaten?
Well, you know, I'm like most people. I'll have a piece of pumpkin pie at Thanksgiving.
You've never eaten a whole bag of cheese doodles?
What is a cheese doodle?
You don't know what a cheese doodle is?
No.
You've never eaten those cheap Little Debbie cakes?
My mother used to buy those when we were kids.
Did you eat any?
Well, yeah.
Did you ever go like on a binge and eat like five or six of them back to back?
No, I could barely finish one.
By the way, Little Debbie cakes are by far the worst cake products you can buy. The ingredients.
Well, I haven't had them for years, but I can remember as a child I would have them periodically, but my mother didn't typically buy things like that for us either. So that was not the norm in my household.
Well, I think the worst things that I've ever eaten in large quantities where I just pigged out.
Well, and you asked me about ice cream.
Right, because I took you to get what kind of ice cream recently?
Well, we were with my niece and nephew, and we went to Grater's Ice Cream. I had never had Grater's Ice Cream before.
Right.
And I ate a couple bites of yours.
Right. And Grater's Ice Cream is called French Pot Ice Cream. It's handmade. The same way they started making it 100 years ago in Cincinnati. It's the best ice cream in the world if you can get your hands on it. And the chocolate chip ice cream has the biggest hunks of chocolate chip you've ever seen in your life. I mean, they're like, each chocolate chip is like a small candy bar.
But you only need a few bites of that. It's so rich. You don't need a whole quart.
When I was at my fattest, I could easily eat 2 pints of that in a single sitting. I used to.
Really?
Yeah, in a single sitting.
See, I used to say I wanted to eat a banana split. I've never had a banana split before.
Really? You poor thing, you.
So I used to say I want to go get a banana split. No, we never had soda in our house when I was growing up. We just weren't, that wasn't allowed.
So for you, the worst thing you've ever eaten junk food wise is the.
Well, I mean, if you want to go back till when I was 10 years old and I had a Little Debbie cake, okay.
But other than that, I mean, in your adult life, you never like, was so depressed you dug into a banana cream pie and ate half of it.
Never.
Really? What discipline you have.
Never have.
I mean, I don't even know where to start, like what junk foods I've eaten. I've forgotten all this stuff. I used to regularly, I mean, on a daily basis, go to Wendy's and get 3 double stacks on a single bun, which is 6 patties of meat and and let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, and six slices of cheese.
Oh, that's disgusting. Hey, did you see that article that Nick Guggs posted about when you're in the grocery store making choices?
Yeah, that was really interesting. Yeah,
it surprised me because according to the study, if you push a cart, you make better choices as opposed to carrying one of the little baskets. I would have thought it would be the other way around.
I don't understand why it would have any impact. One would have an impact on the other. Why?
Well, they said it was a little complicated, and it's something called embodied cognition.
Okay.
Your bodily sensations can influence our thoughts and emotions. And in this case, the researchers say that the act of flexing your arm as you do when you're holding a basket somehow encourages you to choose smaller, easier rewards known as vices. As opposed to while you're pushing the cart, you're extending your arm out. But I would say also that maybe people who have the small baskets are in a hurry. Mm-hmm. So they're just taking things and throwing them in there.
Maybe.
What do you think?
That's possible. And also the healthier things tend to be bigger. You know, a head of lettuce versus, you know, a can of cheap soup or something.
Well,
like
also,
that.
When you're not in a hurry, you're more likely to pick up the label and read what's in the
That's
ingredient
true too.
List also.
And if you're holding something heavy in your hand, As that basket gets full, you tend to want to like, okay, I want to get the hell out of here. I'm not going to bother reading this. I'm just going to run to the checkout now.
Exactly.
So you're right about that. I could see that.
Yeah.
But now what about when people shop the way you and I do, where I push the cart and you select the food? How does that impact this? Since I'm the one that's pushing the cart, should I be selecting the food?
Well, it sounds like by the way you eat hamburgers and ice cream that
it's working.
It's a good thing that I'm the one choosing.
Okay. All right. All right, well, that's interesting stuff right there. What else do we have to talk about? Oh, wait, I have to do something.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You go.
Okay. I totally missed Danny Todd's birthday.
I know.
You even told me it's Danny Todd's birthday today. And I said, I got to get on Facebook and wish him a happy birthday. And I don't know what happened. And then just this morning, I'm on Facebook and I see Danny Todd's big bright smile on the left side of it. And I thought, son of a gun, I forgot to wish Danny a happy birthday. It was a couple days ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sorry, Danny.
Happy birthday, Danny.
Happy birthday. Officially, belated birthday apology from Carl Lenore. Well, there you go. Can't wait to see you back in Louisville sometime. All right. Sorry. Good. I detracted.
Oh, I just wanted to talk about the Playlands that Nick posted this also.
Yeah.
I guess there's a mom, a 36-year-old mom from Arizona that's on a rampage going around the country, like taking my swabs and sending
samples
to labs to find out what's actually in these Playlands.
Like on the surfaces of the rides and stuff like that and the Playland?
No, like the Playlands at McDonald's and Chick-fil-A and Burger King.
Oh, so you mean the Playlands that are actually at these fast food restaurants where the mothers go just to get some relief from their kids by letting them climb through those tubes and stuff for a while.
Yes.
So she's checking the surfaces of the insides of these little Playland areas.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Actually, a reporter wrote in the article that she crawled through one of the Playlands, and what she found was sticky surfaces, filmy windows, several broken pieces of equipment, food morsels in every compartment, trapped hair, garbage, and thick black gunk in most crevices.
I bet. Because any of us who've had children know that when your child gets in one of those and gets stuck and you have to climb into it, there's no room for an adult to climb through those tubes. So how can anybody be going through there cleaning them?
I don't know. She contacted, I guess, people from McDonald's and Burger King and wanted to find out what their policy was and what their regulations were to keep it clean, and nobody would return their calls. However, Chick-fil-A did and said that they keep theirs clean, and when she went to some of the Chick-fil-A's, theirs was the cleanest.
Well, interestingly enough, a Superhuman Radio breaking news story. I contacted McDonald's, and they did speak to me. they didn't have time to type it out, but here I took the notes during the phone call. Basically, what I was told was that what McDonald's does is they take the buns that they use for the hamburgers before they use them for the hamburgers, and they use those to wipe down the inside of the Playland, and then they bring them back into the restaurant and then use them to make the hamburgers, and that's part of their secret special sauce. So, there you go. So you don't have to worry about McDonald's is on the job.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And protocol, that was the word I was searching for a few minutes ago.
Okay. Maybe you should eat more junk food.
Oh, was that going to help me?
Yeah. But anyway, so the bottom line is there is poopy.
Yes, that's why Nick posted it, because of your love of people poopy.
There is people poopy inside the playgrounds at McDonald's.
Speaking of which, the video, the people poopy video about the hamburger.
It was a scam.
It was a hoax, yes.
And we were like, and I was like, I knew it. I knew they'd get us to eat our own poop eventually. And you're telling me, so really, was it a hoax? Did we really get scammed?
Well, Dan, was it Fanelli, Fanelli? I hope I'm pronouncing it right. He posted
the link to one of those urban myth-busting websites where they said that this is a scam going around the internet.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And sure enough, it was, huh?
Yes.
So, there you go. My dream come true. The ability for manufacturers to find a way to feed us our own waste product is not true. But it's coming in the future, I guarantee it. Some form of this is coming in the future.
And are you going to try it?
Of course not. I wouldn't do that. Are you kidding me? Unless it was raw and unpasteurized. Maybe then I'll try it. Let's see here. What else do I have?
I think we need to take a break.
Yes, we do have to take a break, but I just need to make one announcement before we go into the break. Any of you lazy SOBs that have not gone to the Life Extension Foundation website and taken some political action against the stuff that is being done to us by our congresspeople and the FDA, shame on you. Shame on you. I hope you lose all of your hair or whatever's left of it right now that makes you look like Bozo the Clown. You must go to LEF.org/LAC, and you must go there daily, weekly, monthly, and see what political action we need to take to keep the FDA in check. Please, it just takes like a minute to do it. I even showed you the email that I got back from John Yarmuth, right?
Uh-huh.
And I actually replied to that email, letting him know that I host an internationally syndicated radio show, and we're watching all of the politicians that nuzzle up to the FDA and do its bidding. We're not going to vote for you next term. And I told him that point blank in the email.
Good.
So go to LEF.org/LAC and get in the game. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
With Johan
Otterstrom, all the way from
Sweden.
We're going to be talking to somebody from Sweden in a minute, so stay tuned.
Oh, yeah. All right. All right. Check this out.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can see eye drops. The name says it all.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Alisa, do you feel like you're at the beach right now?
Where did you get that? What is that?
I don't know. It's the closest thing I could find to music from Sweden. I'm sorry.
That doesn't sound like music from Sweden.
I don't think it is, but our next guest could probably tell us. This is one of the many Superhuman Radio listener spotlights that we've done, honoring a true superhuman, the spirit of the show. He embodies the message of the show. All the way from Sweden, Johan Udestrom. How you doing, Johan?
I'm fine, Carl. Thank you for having me on the show.
It's our pleasure. We have followed you for a long time. You're a great contributor to the show. We know that you're a devoted listener. Whenever Elisa posts something about some new recipe, you're the first person to go out and do it. You're growing your own vegetables. You're doing it all. You're living the life of a superhuman. So tell me something, Johan. How did your journey begin? Were you what
I was it was about 2 years ago where I was severely obese, I could say, about 330 pounds.
Wow.
Not very happy.
Okay. And so and were you on
I'm shorter than 6 feet, so.
Okay, were you on any medications at that time? Did you were you going to
No, I was still working out in the gym 5 days a week. But I still continue to put on the weight.
How old are you, Johan?
I'm now 44.
Okay.
I was 42 then.
Okay. And so what was it that helped to change your progress, your results?
Well, I've always had a very big appetite since I was a child. But I tried all crazy diets, and nothing has worked very well. You have lost some weight, and then it comes back on.
Right.
When you go off the diet. But the first big aha experience I had was when I saw this YouTube video with Dr. Lustig. It's called Sugar, the Bitter Truth.
Right.
I don't know if anyone has seen it of you, but...
Well, tell us what you...
It talks about the reason for people in America putting on weight is like high fructose corn syrup and everything.
Right.
So I started by simply cutting out all sugar.
That's
from the
good.
Diet.
Was it hard to cut out all sugar? Johan, was it difficult for you to cut out all the sugar in your diet?
No, after listening to how bad it was,
right.
It went pretty well.
Right.
But after that, I also got involved more in trying to go on a low-carb diet.
And
to cut down the carbs and increase the amount of fat, and including the saturated fats.
Now, tell me about Sweden a little bit. Is the message in Sweden similar to that in the United States, that fat is bad, that too?
Yeah, it's the same. It's the same, but it's coming around more and more. More people are trying to cut down on the carbs, and they see it works. I think it's for sure the best diet to lose, especially if you have a lot of excess fat.
Right. Now, how long ago did you start listening to Superhuman Radio?
It must have been around that time, because I think I found this YouTube video on, you know, the RX Muscle site, Dave Palumbo.
Right, right.
And then I was listening to Off Topic.
Oh, my God. So you listened to Off Topic when I used to go into my rants?
Yes.
Oh,
but you're a changed man now. It must have something to do with Elisa.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you, Johan.
this is when I found also Superhuman Radio Show.
Ah, okay. Okay.
So, and I've been listening...
Johan, you still there?
But I have never measured anything or counted any calories, and the weight has come off.
Now, tell me about
obviously.
Tell me about your friends and your family members. When they see these changes in you, did they ask you what you're doing differently?
Yes, of course. I have tried to explain when I tell I eat a lot of fat, including saturated fat. They look a bit strange at you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And
most
so
people don't understand. The message is always to eat low fat, you know.
Right, right. And so
that's not working, is it?
When you tell them and they look at you crazy, like, well, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. That's not what we hear.
It's very sensitive to have a discussion with someone about their diet.
It's very
Some
frustrating.
People get almost upset when I mentioned it.
See, we deal with that every single day, don't we?
We do, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's sad. It's sad. But, you know, people are so brainwashed by the message out there that is really designed to just promote the sale of foods and not necessarily healthy stuff.
Yeah.
So,
of course, since I always cook all my food from scratch. I don't buy anything processed.
Good for you. That's great.
Now, are you single or are you married, Johan?
I'm a single guy, so all girls listening.
Send me. Send Johan your photos, because Johan is, he looks hot now. He's got muscle, baby.
Friend him on Facebook.
There you go. Now, obviously, your way of life is very, very different. Do you think that it's going to narrow the eligible women out there for you to be with? Because obviously, if you have this lifestyle and the woman that you fall in love with doesn't, there's going to be a great divide.
I could never live with a smoker, for example.
Right.
That's right.
It's just so nasty.
Didn't you say on Facebook you said that your neighbors smoke and you can smell the smoke from your balcony?
Yeah. Oh, you know how it is in the summer. In the summertime, everybody's sitting out on the balcony smoking.
So
it's still allowed.
Yeah, it's
but in Sweden, when you go out to a restaurant or something, they have changed it. So it's banned to smoke inside, but it's free to smoke outside.
Right.
Oh, so if you're
sitting sitting outside in the summer.
Right, so if you're in a cafe atmosphere, everybody smokes outside, so you have to deal with that. Yeah, that's terrible. That's terrible.
It's so strange. It looks like it's more and more people are starting to smoke. I don't understand it.
Tell me about the way that you train, Johan. How often do you get into the gym, and what type of protocols do you use for building that fantastic physique you now have?
Well, thank you. I work out usually 5 times a week, so I try to have 2 days off, perhaps in the weekend, or I take a Sunday, Monday, or something like that. But I do quite short, normal bodybuilding exercises and with the medium rep range, not too crazy heavyweight. I try to make the most out of the weight. I don't want to have more injuries.
That's smart. That's smart.
And now, when I'm not so heavy, I enjoy walking to and from the gym.
Ah, that's good. So that's your cardio.
You walk
to and from the gym. I was doing that when I lived in Phoenix and I lost my car. I used to have to walk a half hour each way. Go ahead.
I was just saying, when I'm walking, I'm always listening to podcasts, often Superhuman Radio. And I love the Body RX also.
Yeah, good show. Very, very good show. I had a question and I just forgot what I was going to ask him. Isn't that terrible? How far do you have to walk to and from the gym?
It's not so bad. Maybe it's 20 minutes each way.
Do you have friends that train with you, Johan, or do you train by yourself?
No, I like to train by myself.
Do you have friends?
Do
you have any friends or relatives that have gotten the message from seeing your progress and now they're starting to live a different lifestyle?
No, but I got some from a cousin who contacted me and wanted to know more about the diet I'm doing. Here in Sweden, it's something they call it LCHF. It's like a movement almost. It stands for low carb, high fat.
Good. Good.
Even doctors are recommending it now. Of course, it was a lot of a problem when one doctor went out and recommended it. So there was a lot of investigation, but they couldn't find anything wrong with the recommending that diet.
Isn't it amazing? It's actually the way our ancestors ate. That's how our ancestors ate.
Yeah, but she almost lost the work, and the doctor who... I think she was just suspended for a while or something.
Right, right. Well, anyway, Johan, we wanted to have you on the show because we wanted to nominate you as an official Superhuman Radio listener, as a superhuman, because you really do embody everything that we talk about on this show. You really do. Of all the listeners out there, we constantly see
Thank you.
You know, you're making the recipes, you're trying the workout routines, you're using the supplements, everything.
Did you, Johan, did you try the cupcake recipe yet that I posted?
No, I haven't tried it yet, but I had some ginger ale at lunch.
Did you? Good.
The cupcakes are out of this world. I love them. I can't stop eating them. They're really that good. Yeah.
31 grams of protein per cupcake.
I know.
And only 10 carbs.
I usually have a big 16-ounce glass of raw milk and a cupcake, and it's so good. So, and I feel like I'm cheating. I feel like I'm eating junk food, but I'm really not.
Johan.
Sounds good, but of course, it's not so easy to find any unpasteurized milk around here.
Is that right? You can't find a farmer, huh, to sell it to you? Is it against the law?
I think if they try to sell it like cat milk or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I haven't found any anyhow.
Well, you'll have to come to the United States. We'll pour you a big glass.
Drink some raw cream.
There you go.
Johan, I will be sending, I haven't sent your t-shirt yet, but I'm going to send a Superhuman Radio t-shirt out to you.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Wear it proudly. Johan, thank you. I want to thank you very much for your support of the show and for being on the air today with us.
Yeah, thank you very much. Keep on doing the good job and informing everybody of what's really going on.
Thank you very much, Johan.
Okay, thank you.
Take care.
Bye, Johan. Bye-bye.
Bye, Lisa.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll pick it up with more Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. I know you like me. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at NeedToBuildMuscle.com. Mike Mahler is one of the most sought-after teachers in the world of kettlebell training. Whether your goal is greater strength, speed, mental toughness, or fat loss, you'll come away with newfound knowledge. His seminars play to sold-out crowds. Now you can attend one of the most exciting, life-changing strength and conditioning seminars in the world. Seminars are scheduled for Denver, Tacoma, Washington, Washington, D.C., Las Vegas, Hawaii, and Miami. These will not be repeat engagements, so don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Go to Mike Mahler. .com today and book your seat. That's Mike, MAHLER.com. Space is very limited. Introducing AgeForce Testo 100, the first testosterone booster in a transdermal time-release patch. Produced in FDA-certified labs, Testo 100 bypasses digestion and delivers its testosterone-boosting formula directly into the bloodstream. That's a huge advantage over oral testosterone supplements. Testo 100 patches raise testosterone levels throughout the day to elevate libido, energy, and maximize muscle-building, fat-burning effects without suppressing normal testosterone production. For a limited time, Superhuman Radio listeners can save 50% off Testo 100 by going to ageforce.com and using the coupon code SHR4. Don't wait. Go to ageforce.com and use code SHR4 and save 50% now.
The Isolator will change the way you work out forever. We've all imagined how it would be if there was an apparatus that would eliminate the hands, forearms, biceps, and triceps from training chest, back, and shoulder muscles. Well, now you can with the Isolator. The Isolator does exactly what it says. It allows you to isolate muscles to get a better, more intense workout. And they're so versatile, they work with machines or free weights. You have to see the Isolator to believe it. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Isolator Fitness banner ad today. The Isolator, the only way to train.
Your shaker bottle is the most important tool in meal planning. The convenience in being able to take a ready-to-drink meal on the road is a necessity. Too often our shaker bottle backfires on us, making what should be a convenience a disaster. Shaker Pro is the only shaker bottle in the world with a separate chamber to keep your protein powder dry until you're ready to mix it. Shaker Pro's patented design ensures that all of your powders will blend completely. Shaker Pro is BPA free. Go to forsportlife.com today. That's the number 4, sportlife.com.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPen technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, Power Blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with Power Blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbells.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
I like this song.
Check it out, going out on the late night. Looking tight, feeling nice, it's a cocktail.
Yeah, they can hear us. I like this song. This is the Veronica's versus Pink. You and Your Hand Forever.
At the door, we don't wait.
You ever hear that song by Pink, You and Your Hand?
Uh-huh.
What does that mean, Elisa?
I don't know. Maybe I should ask you.
Funny, because we went out to dinner with some good friends last night. And one of my good dear friends of mine, probably one of my closest friends, I can easily say he is my closest friend, actually, here in Louisville. He's a big proponent of peptides. He loves peptides, you know. And his fiancée is kind of a neophyte, and so he gave her some PT-141.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what PT-141 is, right?
Right.
So she, as a result, was so aroused by the PT-141 that when they were driving to the restaurant last night and he was hitting bumps, she felt like sensations.
She said every bump.
Every bump she felt. And she couldn't wait to get home. She didn't even want to go to the restaurant. The truth is, she just wanted to get home and jump his bones. And so I said to you, when are you going to try PT-141?
Oh, come on.
But anyway, that was funny. She was real cute. And
yes, she was. Yeah. That was very cute.
Yeah. Anyway.
So did you see the post that Carmela put on our Facebook? Carmela
Cierzo? No.
About this little boy who's 10 years old from Georgia. His name is CJ.
Yes.
The workout kid.
You showed me the article. Uh-huh. I didn't know. Thank you, Carmela.
Thanks, Carmela.
Actually, we've contacted his media representative. I want to have the kid on the show. This kid is amazing. At 10 or 11 years old.
Well, it says in the article that he's been working out for 5 years. So that means he started working out at the age of 5 years old.
Right.
And what happened was his coach told him and his teammates to go home and get some exercise. So he started doing push-ups and sit-ups. And then he saw P90X on television.
Right.
And he started trying to do that, and he loved that, and he's been working out ever since.
So he uses weights and everything?
No, he said he doesn't use weights. He says he's a kid and he can't use weights right now.
Oh, that's cute.
Isn't that cute?
I'm a kid, I can't use weights.
He says he's too young to bench press.
Oh, is that what he said, really? Uh-huh. I'm too young to bench press? That's cute.
But
that's
he has cute. A nice physique in the photos that I've seen of him.
I saw pictures of him, and that's what inspired me to contact his media rep, because I want to have the kid on the show, him and his dad. I mean, I don't want to have the kid by himself on the show. I want to have him and his father come on the show. So,
well, for me, it's a good story. You know, we talk about so many negative things on here. This is a really good story. This kid gets it. He's 10 years old and he's already working out and he wants to be a football player and he's playing football. And according to the article, you know, he doesn't have an attitude. He, you know, he's really happy. He smiles all the time.
But you know what? You know what I just thought of? What? Michelle Obama ought to nominate him. The kid to teach the other kids not to be fat.
That's a great idea.
And then get out of his way.
Well, he's evidently got a DVD out. Let's pass that DVD out to the kids in all the schools,
right,
you know?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what? Look at all the attention he's getting just because he's a young kid who's embracing physical culture.
Well, don't you have a kid coming on next week that's 16?
16, yeah. But I mean, that's more likely. When kids go through puberty and girls start becoming important, looking good and being strong all of a sudden becomes a desire. Not everybody picks up the gauntlet. Most kids secretly wish they were bigger and stronger, but don't do anything about it. But yeah, we've got a 16-year-old coming on, not next week, but the week after.
Okay.
Who is like, you know, just tearing it up.
And he's got a radio show of his own.
Yeah, he's got a radio show
about fitness.
He
wants to interview you.
He wanted to interview me, and I said, I'll let you interview me, but you have to come on my show first.
Right.
And he was like, really? I says, yeah.
just one more thing I wanted to mention. I just read some things about this kid, and they asked him what his favorite food was. What do you think he said? Well, you already know because I told you.
Macaroni and cheese.
No, a grilled turkey burger.
Good boy. That's a good kid right there.
Isn't that awesome?
Probably likes broccoli, too. I'll bet money on it.
I'm sure he does.
Yeah, yeah. But you know something? I got to believe his parents. I know I read a little bit of the article, and his father was like, I don't know where he gets it from. But I got to believe that, number one, just from looking at the pictures of him, the kid's got some genetic gifts, number one.
Uh-huh.
But number two, I got to believe that his parents are really doing a good job parenting.
Yes.
Because I'm willing to bet, and I'll stand to be corrected, I could be totally wrong about this, because I know from psychology that I did take in college that children will either be exactly like their parents or exactly the opposite of their parents. That's what motivates them. But I'm willing to bet that his parents are probably not obese. They're probably frugal about the way they do certain things in life, and they're very conscientious about the way they do certain things in life, and he picked that habit up from them.
Mm-hmm.
And it was easy for him to mold himself into what he's becoming right now, because he didn't have to feel guilty for rebelling against the family dynamic model that was already in place.
Well, they asked him what they do for family time. He said they watch movies and they go outside and they play football, and whoever misses the ball has to get down and do push-ups.
Now, that's something his dad probably instituted. God bless his father.
The person asking him the question said, even your sister, and he said yes.
And you know what? And this is where it comes back to. It really does.
Mm-hmm. It's a family dynamic.
Yeah, everybody acts like as though we're going down this slippery slope and we have no control.
But here's
a family right here in the tailspin of everything that's going on. And not only do they have a healthy son, but they have a healthy son that embodies physical culture and can teach other kids.
Mm-hmm.
Bravo. Bravo.
All right. So how about last week we were talking about tomatoes from Florida.
Right.
And so now I read some articles about California tomatoes.
Which, like, Florida and California, where tomatoes all come from the United States, right?
Yes, unless it's the summertime and you can go to your local farmer's market and get them. But they also ship them in from Canada, too. I was at Whole Foods the other day, and they ship them in from Canada.
I would think that tomatoes grow only where it's warm, and Canada doesn't seem like a very warm place.
The hydroponic.
Ah, I gotcha.
Yes.
Okay.
But anyway, so evidently California has just passed a law, or not just, but they passed a law saying that methyl iodide could be used on the tomatoes.
Right.
As a pesticide.
Now, what is methyl iodide?
As a pesticide.
So what's wrong with methyl iodide?
Well, first of all, taking a look at the guy in the photograph that's spraying it on the tomatoes, looks like he's got like a suit on, and
it's called a hazmat suit.
Right.
He doesn't want to mask
on.
So in other words, he's spraying it on the tomatoes that we will eventually be eating, but he doesn't want to come in contact with any of it.
Exactly.
That is pretty funny.
Okay, and here's what the EPA reports that the potential harmful effects of methyl iodide are. Okay, in humans, acute exposure to methyl iodide by inhalation may depress the central nervous system, irritate the lungs and the skin, affect the kidneys. Massive acute inhalation exposure to methyl iodide has led to pulmonary edema. Acute inhalation exposure of humans to methyl iodide has resulted in nausea, vomiting, slurred speech, drowsiness, skin blistering, and eye irritation. And we're supposed to be eating these tomatoes.
Yeah. And you know what strikes me funny? California is usually the one state that protects its people the best, almost to the extreme.
Right. Yes.
But lately, California has been changing their approach. Like recently, they want a black box warning on DHEA, that it's dangerous.
Really?
Yeah. And now this. And I have a funny feeling that because California has been in this financial vacuum for so long.
Yes.
That people there, the people who are running the state are going, okay, we need your help. What do you want us to do? And the powers that be are going, well, you need to do this, this, and that, and we'll help you. You know, we need to use this here pesticide, approve this pesticide, and we'll help you. Because California is selling its people down the tubes recently.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on there. It's a change. I mean, maybe Arnold was a good influence there because this stuff wasn't going on during his administration.
Well, I think in this article that I read, Governor Brown has agreed to take a fresh look, quote unquote, at the methyl iodide. So there's a website that you can go to, change.org/petition. To sign a petition against them spraying methyl iodide.
Change.org/petition?
No, change.org/petition.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. And so you can fight back against methyl iodide.
Yes, you can.
And people need to do that, because anytime a politician says we're going to take a fresh look at something, what it really means is we're changing we're changing our position on it. That's really what it means. We're going to change our position. We said it was bad before, but now we're going to say it's good. And it can't be bad one day and good the next. It could be good one day and bad the next. That's a different story. So
yes.
I would not trust this guy Brown. I don't know who he is. I haven't, you know, followed California politics at all, but I got a funny feeling that Arnold was a better influence for these kind of things. So we'll see what happens.
So did you see the article that I think Gordon Woodward posted this, that Forbes magazine has voted Monsanto the company of the year?
Steve Forbes, shame on you, man. What the hell? What the hell, Steve?
What the hell?
I mean, you know what, Steve Forbes, you got to start grading these companies not just by how much money they generate, but what damaging footprint they leave on the earth. And then Monsanto's not the best company out there. I mean, my God, are you joking? Monsanto? Crying out loud. You know, Tyler Hess that posted on my Facebook, and this is a good opportunity to answer this. Tyler Hess posted on my Facebook, let me see if I can find it, because I want to read it. He posted, hey, Carl, casual Friday question. I wanted to ask you about GMO. Do you oppose it all of the time in all forms? What about the potential to make vaccines cheaper or make golden rice grow in brackish water? Are we throwing the baby out with the bathwater? You know what brackish water is? Brackish water is when fresh water and seawater combine, like inlets where ocean water gets
right.
in. So you have it's mildly saline, more than fresh water, but not like ocean water.
Okay.
And my answer to you, Tyler, is abso-effin-lutely, all GMO is bad. It's bad. Look, golden rice should not be grown in brackish water. We shouldn't mutate rice so that it grows in brackish water. Remember, the primary reason for growing rice in the first place is so people can eat it, not so that brackish water can enjoy its growth.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't work well with human beings. We're seeing this time and time again. We know that it doesn't do well with human beings. We're now seeing 93% of all pregnant mothers showing GMO metabolites in their bloodstream.
Yeah, Dr. Rouse posted that.
You
yes.
know, this is not a good thing. It would be like saying, look, we can modify corn so that it'll grow in gasoline. No, not a good idea. It doesn't matter. The benefits of being able to grow it in different places isn't the answer. It's got to be consumable. It's got to be something that humans can consume, because that's the primary reason for growing it in the first place. And vaccines, I am totally opposed to vaccines as a rule, period, end of story. We've made it thousands of years without vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
Thousands of years. We would not be doing this radio show today if our ancestors 4, 5, 6, 8,000 years ago didn't live long enough to create offspring, by the way, without vaccines. So, no, all GMO is bad. Find another alternative. You know, there are hybrids. I'm okay with hybrids. I'm okay with taking two different variants of an organism and blending them together. That's kind of like Darwinianism at its fullest. That's like natural selection gone wild. But it's still something that could have happened in nature eventually. We're just speeding it up. But genetically modified organisms is not natural, and you should not be consuming GMO foods. So however they are able to grow it is inconsequential to you.
Well, for those of you who are eating processed foods, if you eat processed foods, I heard a startling number this morning. 80% of all processed foods have GMOs in them.
Of course.
Yes.
Of course, because they can grind it up and hide it. You'll never see it.
Right.
And they don't have to label it. What country just outlawed GMO?
Well, let me just say this. Okay, so in Australia, they have to label it. If the processed food has 1% GMO in it, they have to label it.
I applaud Australia. Australia and New Zealand. You know what? They don't take any crap from the manufacturers at all.
But they don't have to in the United States. They don't have to label it. Peru, however, has just banned for 10 years. They just passed a law stating that for 10 years they're not allowing GMO foods in their country.
And I think that's sensible. You know what? You know why Peru is saying 10 years? Because they want to sit and wait. They want to observe. They want to see. We already know that GMO corn and GMO soy cause IBS. They cause all sorts of gastric intestinal issues in animals and human beings. And guess what? They do that on purpose because I said this on previous shows. The way Ready Roundup corn works is that the corn has its own form of pesticide in it. That is the GMO modification. And that pesticide works by causing the corn borer stomach to malfunction.
Mm-hmm.
The same way it causes human beings' stomachs to malfunction.
Yes.
So the corn borer is really small. When his stomach malfunctions, everything seeps out of it and it kills him. With us, it seeps out of us slowly and causes disease and IBS and GERD and all these other problems. But we're big and robust so we can live with these diseases.
Well, this article, the Peru article, states that genetically modified ingredients are so widespread among nations that it's extremely difficult for Peru and other countries to eliminate products containing GMOs. So while their ban will stop the flow of GM foods within the nation's border, a recent test conducted said that they found 77% of supermarkets products still had GM contaminants.
Yeah, and this is another reason not to order processed foods at all. Not.
If you, I mean, make as much of it at home as you can.
And you know what? Again, we have answers to this. We're not victims here. No one's a victim. You vote with your dollars. If you're dumb enough to buy food that's unhealthy for you, then you deserve the illnesses that you will get. That's the end of the story. So, I'm sorry. No GMO food is good. None.
Did you see that post by Dr. Rouse about the idiot cycle?
Which, by the way, I hate to say this, but I think they got the idea for the idiot cycle from me because a year and a half ago I did the Circle of Death with Howard Vlieger where we showed how companies that are involved in making the things that make us sick also own the pharmaceutical arms that sell the drugs to address those diseases. I in today's post, I said these companies are Munchausen by proxy companies.
Uh-huh.
Munchausen by proxy is a psychological disorder where you will make someone sick purposely and then help them get better so you can be involved in their the attention.
Mm-hmm.
Munchausen disorder is when you do it to yourself. You make yourself sick. You get the attention from your doctor. Munchausen by proxy is like women who have Munchausen by proxy usually will make their babies sick, bring them to the doctor, and then be involved in the care process to heal them and nurse them back to health. And they're doing this on purpose over and over again to be involved in that kind of attention getting.
Well, that's terrible.
I know. Well, these companies are Munchausen by proxy companies because they sell us the products that make us sick. And then they sell the products that keep us alive. So go ahead.
Okay, well, the idiot cycle follows the world's largest chemical producers, Dow Chemical, BASP.
Right. Isn't it BASF? It should be BASF.
Oh, BASF,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. No, it's okay. That's okay.
My glasses aren't strong. I need to use KNC eye drops
there
more.
There you go.
Bayer, DuPont, AstraZeneca, and Monsanto.
Right, right. These are all the companies we covered on the Circle of Death, too, by the way.
It says they manufacture and emit cancer-causing chemical substances, but they also develop, produce, and invest in cancer treatments.
Sure. Why not? If you know that your products are causing cancer, what better way to profit from that a second go-around by treating people who get cancer?
Exactly.
Shame on, you know what? Shame on the, I'm sorry. Shame on the politicians who see this going on, but turn a blind eye to it because those companies contribute to their campaigns. I hope you guys get cancer. I hope you guys get it.
What I find disgusting is that Monsanto invests billions of dollars on a yearly basis on GMO foods when that billions of dollars can be spent so many other places.
Oh, of course, but let's look, but that's not a realistic because Monsanto is a for-profit company. We talked about this on the Facebook this morning.
Yes.
I reposted something that somebody else posted showing how much the president makes, how much politicians make, all the way down to how much a soldier makes. And so that got into a big debate, and Professor Dr. Andrew posted something about you know, the president shouldn't make, if the president only makes $400, blah, blah, blah. The real issue here at hand is that these companies are for profit. I am not against Monsanto making a profit. Because let's face it, they are the best at what they do. They poison and kill people better than any other company in the world, even better than the tobacco industry. And they're eligible to make profits.
And tobacco, remember I was reading that the tobacco is GMO? Remember,
yes.
I was reading that to you
I
the other day.
I never knew that. That's amazing.
It was a brand called Quest Tobacco.
Really?
Yeah.
I
yes.
never heard of that. I mean, I don't know what cigarettes are anymore.
And I don't either. I probably should ask someone who's in the tobacco business about it and find out about it.
Right. But so even tobacco is GMO.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
It's, you know what? Anybody who thinks that GMO is good, just let's have this conversation 15 years from now. When all the studies start coming out and it's too late to get the stuff out of our food chain because it's contaminated everything that we own.
Okay, so I'm reading this from the life cycle. It's, the idiot cycle, sorry.
Right. That circle of death combined with the idiot cycle is life cycle.
Right. Once again, like synthetic chemicals, GMOs have been unleashed onto the consumer market without full health and toxicological studies, without proper governmental regulations, and without public consent. Once again, these companies will test their products on the general population.
Right. And that's what I said at the very beginning of the show. Go back and listen to the show Circle of Death. Matter of fact, I'm going to replay that show very shortly.
And round goes the idiot cycle, it says.
Right. At the very beginning of the show that I did with Howard Vlieger, I said, there is a research study being performed right now, but its subjects are unaware that they are the subjects in it. We are the subjects in it, you and I, because we are being tested. Food is being tested on us that hasn't been shown to be safe. And only us and our future generations will show the results of this. I said, I'm going to replay that show next week. We have to take a quick commercial break. Can we take a break?
Sure.
Okay. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll pick it up. I'll calm down during the break in the meantime. We'll be right back. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again. Even when you're dieting, find your miracle noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate, and you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Nowhere is performance enhancement more important than in the bedroom. That's why I use VIP from Geared Up Nutrition. VIP is a blend of herbal and botanical agents that maximize pleasure and performance, and it works for women too. In fact, VIP is so good you'll swear it's pharmaceutical, but it's not. And best of all, you only need one capsule about an hour before you're about to get passionate, and VIP works for up to 3 days. You can get VIP by going to veryintensepleasure.com. Try it once and you'll buy it again and again. veryintensepleasure.com.
Age Force introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a two-stage transdermal pack. Stage one releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage two is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your
your workout. Go to ageforce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Alisa, I want you to say toxicological three times fast now. Go. Oh,
toxicological. I got so excited about what I was reading. I was tripping over my tongue.
That was cute. Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We were not done beating up Monsanto yet.
No.
I want to talk.
Carl wants to rant some more.
No, I don't want to rant. I want to say something. I want to say this group Anonymous that's, I guess 16 people have now been arrested by the FBI because they're supposedly the group that has hacked into not only Monsanto, but like the government of Egypt. I mean, they've been hacking people for a while. Do you know the reason why they hacked into Monsanto?
Why?
Because of Monsanto's lawsuit against organic dairy farmers who have promoted the fact that their organic dairy products are BST free,
mm-hmm.
which they are.
Right.
They say no growth, no harm, no growth hormones, no bovine growth hormone at all.
So why does Monsanto have a problem with that?
Because Monsanto doesn't want anybody to do anything that impedes their ability to sell their crap, and so organic dairy farmers are being sued by Monsanto for promoting the fact that there are no growth hormone in their milk. Monsanto doesn't like that.
What I don't understand is why does Monsanto continually attack the farmers?
Well, I think there's a bigger question. There's a bigger question.
Okay.
Why does this government allow Monsanto to do what they're doing?
Because they have deep pockets.
You know what? Every opportunity you have, you must let your politicians know that you are going to be grading them by how they handle Monsanto. That's it. Monsanto has to get in line with helping this world, not hurting this world. And it's BS that they're helping. You know, a lot of the things that people say, oh, well, Monsanto's created GMO wheat that can grow in the Mojave Desert. Yeah, but it makes the people who eat it sick. So what? Who cares? Who cares? Let's just ship all our cardboard to the Mojave, to Ethiopia, whatever, and let's feed them that. That'll make them sick fast too. Oh, I'm a hero now. I came up with a great idea. Yeah. So, but the point I want to make about Anonymous is people need to realize that Greenpeace is looked upon as a corporate terrorist group by other countries when they are chasing whaling boats or when they are freeing animals from a test lab in another country. Mm-hmm. But we here look at them like some sort of Robin Hood organization. Oh, you know, I know they're breaking the law over there in Japan, but they're doing it for the right reason. So you got to look at things in the spirit of what they're doing. Well, you know what I say? You need to look at Anonymous in the spirit of what they're doing. They're trying to topple a company that is abusing this country. I say Anonymous is patriotic.
I agree.
I mean, this is ridiculous. Everybody's all up in arms because, oh, well, they hacked into Monsanto's computers. I wish a whistle. You know what? Aren't there any honest people at Monsanto that want to come forth and blow the whistle? Or is the company that strong that you're afraid that if you blow the whistle, you'll be killed? You know what? Who's that guy that set himself on fire and changed the whole country?
That was over in... it was a fruit vendor. He was the fruit vendor.
Right. What country was that? Was that Turkey?
No, it wasn't.
I'm sorry for not knowing the answer to this.
Oh, that's terrible. Neither one of us knows.
Well, a shame, but we know who we're talking about.
Yes.
Well, we need a couple people from Monsanto to come forth and I'm talking Tanzania?
Tanzania.
Is that where it was? Tanzania?
I think so.
Or Tangiers? No, Tanzania?
No, Tanzania.
Okay. We need a couple people from Monsanto and a couple people from the FDA to come forth and, you know, not necessarily set themselves on fire, but you know what? You got to throw yourself into this deal once and for all and expose these companies and these organizations for the damage that they're doing to the people in this country. If you can't do it for your own grandchildren and your own children, find a reason to do it. Maybe the fame that you'll get or maybe the money that you'll get. But somebody needs to come forth from inside these organizations and expose them for what they're doing so we don't have to have people like Anonymous trying to hack into them. This country embraces whistleblowers.
Mm-hmm.
We'll embrace you. Don't worry. You can come live with me if you need to, you know, a safe haven where no one will know where you are. I'm serious. We need somebody from the FDA and we need somebody from Monsanto to come forth and blow them out of the water once and for all, like they did with the tobacco industry.
Tunisia.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, I'm sorry. You know what?
Yeah, it's Tunisia.
That guy set himself on fire and he freed a country. I'm not saying you should set yourself on fire, but come forth into the media and embrace the truth and free a country. You'll be a hero. You'll be a flipping hero. Okay, that's it. I'll put you on the show. I'll have you on the show. You could be anonymous. I'll protect you. You come forth, and you talk about what you know. Give proof. Give documents so that the mainstream media can't attack you. It's time. It's time. The time has come. Ugh, I'm so frustrated.
Yep.
Because you know what? So many people, like Johan said, even in Sweden, they're being misinformed, and that's why everybody's so. We have all this disease in this country. We can remove the weight of disease in a decade or two, and never have to worry about health care anymore. Okay, I'm done. I really am.
Well, Gordon had posted an article on Facebook, and that's where I got the tobacco from, that it has GMO in it.
Right.
Also, I think I mentioned this to you the other day. Hawaiian papaya and zucchini. There are also some GMO zucchini and GMO papaya.
Unbelievable.
Small amounts, but that goes to show that, you know, it's coming. Everything's going to be GMO.
You know what I say to Monsanto? Everybody's up on the supplement industry. Well, you guys sell supplements. You haven't proved their efficacy. They may be dangerous, and you haven't proved it. The FDA wants to crunch down on supplement companies. I think the FDA needs to come back. You want to know something? You want to gain my respect? The FDA needs to come to Monsanto and say, cease and desist all GMO products right this second until over the course of the next decade you can prove that they're safe. They do that to everybody else. The FDA makes everybody else prove things are safe.
Mm-hmm.
They're not even, they're just, oh, well, no, you know, genetically modified isn't the same thing as changing an ingredient. No, it's freaking Frankenstein food. It's on a whole new level of changing it.
Well, and consumers really need to be careful because in the same article that I'm reading, it says that in an interview with Dr. Merkula, Whole Foods Senior Global VP, they admitted that their foods are contaminated with GMOs. But people who go to Whole Foods think that they're safe shopping there.
Right, right.
But they're not.
This GMO thing is going to come to haunt us. You know what? I'm probably going to be dead when they start to realize that the mutations in the human genetics that are going to occur from GMO. And you know what? And if I'm wrong, fine. But err on the side of caution. Protect the people. Know what you're doing before you say widespread. It's okay. Don't forget, this is the same government that said tobacco was safe and good to smoke.
Yep.
Remember.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that. So, okay. What do we have to talk about? We have to change gears because my blood pressure is going up.
You wanted to read the – remember last week we were listening there was a listener from Taiwan.
Right.
And you gave him a shout-out, and then he sent you an email.
I want to take one last commercial break before I read it. I got to dig the email up. Can we – I have to take one last commercial break.
Okay.
Let's do this. We'll take one commercial break, and then I'll read a couple listener emails. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio.
Take a deep breath.
I know. I'm really wound up. I hate this. I hate it because I just feel like so many people are being destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll be right back. Your shaker bottle is the most important tool in meal planning. The convenience of being able to take a ready-to-drink meal on the road is a necessity. Too often, our shaker bottle backfires on us, making what should be a convenience a disaster. Shaker Pro is the only shaker bottle in the world with a separate chamber to keep your protein powder dry until you're ready to mix it. Shaker Pro's patented design ensures that all of your powders will blend completely. Shaker Pro is BPA-free. Go to 4sportlife.com today. That's the number 4, sportlife.com.
Branched-chain amino acids have been shown to be as powerful as weak anabolic steroids in building muscle and burning fat. BCAAs will increase mitochondria biogenesis and size. The three amino acids in BCAAs pass right from the lining of the stomach directly into the bloodstream and begin flipping the switches for muscle growth immediately. The best BCAAs are at TrueProtein.com. Unlike others, they mix instantly in water. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Go to TrueProtein.com and get your BCAAs.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Muscle and joint pain can slow your progress to a screeching halt. That's why I use Kodiak Chiropractic Cream. Kodiak Cream won't hinder muscle growth while reducing pain and inflammation because Kodiak Cream uses only non-pharmaceutical anti-inflammatory agents proven to halt inflammation and relieve pain instantly. Kodiak Cream is great if you suffer from fibromyalgia or osteoarthritis as well. Get your Kodiak Cream today by clicking the banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Kodiak Cream. It's the only thing I use to manage pain, and you should too. Muscle and joint pain can slow your progress to a screeching halt. That's why I use Kodiak Chiropractic Cream. Kodiak Cream won't hinder muscle growth while reducing pain and inflammation because Kodiak Cream uses only non-pharmaceutical anti-inflammatory agents proven to halt inflammation and relieve pain instantly. Kodiak Cream is great if you suffer from fibromyalgia or osteoarthritis as well. Get your Kodiak Cream today by clicking the banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Kodiak Cream. It's the only thing I use to manage pain, and you should too.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
I like the song.
That's Dr. Dre versus Queen.
Oh, is it?
Actually, it's Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg, really, when you think about it, because Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg did that whole next episode. All right, welcome back to the music education portion of Superhuman Radio on Casual Friday. All right, so I have a couple things. I got a couple listener voicemails and a listener email that I want to read. Remember the Casual Friday show we did, and I said, oh, my God, we have a listener listening in Taiwan.
Yeah, that was last week.
Last week, okay. They all blend together with me. I'm sorry.
That's why you have me here, right?
Yes, thank God for you, really. His name is Len. He is a U.S. citizen working in Taiwan. He discovered the podcast a couple of weeks ago, and he's been catching up. He says he likes my views, and he's seeing a lot of the results of poor nutrition and health habits, both here and when he comes back to the States. And he's talking about Taiwan. The reason I want to read this is because so many of these knife over fork company, you know, people and
forks over
knives. You know, and then they, well, the Chinese,
the China study,
and the Chinese, they live longer than you, and they do this, and the Taiwanese, and this and that. And it's like, you know what? We all think that there's so much great stuff going on in these other countries. We don't hear the truth. We never hear the truth. He says, over here in Taiwan, they eat fatty meat and vegetables with their rice, but they avoid exercise and the sun. So they end up skinny fat and frail by 50. Every time I return to the States, I'm shocked by the ever-expanding people waddling around. It frustrates me that I cannot get many supplements or decent gyms over here in Taiwan. The U.S. has so much going for it, but people don't take advantage of the healthy choices available. Bravo. Great point. They don't take advantage of them. By the way, I'm pushing 60 and stronger and look better now than when I was 30. As a result of a lifelong dedication to weightlifting. Keep up the great work. So then I emailed them back, you know, great email. He emailed me back, and I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I got to read this. He says, I got to find this. Well, he says that the people there walk around with umbrellas all the time to stay out of the sun, number one. You cannot get vitamin D. You can't buy vitamin D, and doctors don't prescribe it. And they consider clapping their hands a form of exercise. And that the people there, by the time they're 50 and 60 years old, are so frail that they can be blown over by the wind.
By the time they're what?
50 and 60 years old, they are so frail, the wind will blow them over.
Oh, my.
Now, why do you think this is?
Aren't
we supposed to be looking to the Taiwanese, the Japanese, the Chinese, all these other countries for the answers to the health problems?
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't these people, you know,
anti-aging, longevity?
Yeah, why aren't these people robust? I mean, they're eating Asian type diets. Why aren't they robust and strong and healthy?
I don't know. Why don't you tell me, Carl?
Well, I mean, I don't have the exact answers, but what I would like to say
I thought you had the answers for everything.
No, I don't. But what I do want to say is that we need to just look to ourselves for the answers. When we talk about ancestral diets, look to your own ancestors. We know how to eat. We don't have to look to the Chinese and the Japanese to eat. We're not Chinese and Japanese. You have to eat the way your ancestors ate. If you're Chinese, you eat the way your Chinese ancestors ate. If you're European, you eat the way your European ancestors ate. That's the answer. But I thought that was interesting, very, very interesting. And thank you very much for that email, Len. All right, we've got a couple listener voicemails to play. Hold on a second. Let me get these. One of these I've listened to and one I have not. So here we go.
Hey, Carl. How's it going? My name is Sean McIntyre. I'm calling you from California, Los Angeles, California. I actually had stomach problems for quite some time, approximately 17 years. I had GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, and I was sick for sometimes up to 2 weeks, throwing up a little bit of blood, and I would not urinate or defecate for up to 2 weeks at a time during those periods. I had an endoscopy and a colonoscopy done recently, and there was a hiatal hernia that was revealed. Now, the reason why I'm calling you because I was on the computer and I was trying to find out what's up with Rommel syndrome, and I just listened to your webcast there of the radio, and it was very interesting. I learned a lot. I was listening to you, I guess, speak with Dr. Smith, Dr. Michael Smith, and I just wanted to call and sort of touch bases with you. You can call me back at 661-480-55.
I got rid of that. Yeah, I cut it out. Yeah, I didn't realize he was giving me a number there. But anyway, I guess he got something out of the Rommel syndrome episode. And so thank you for that. We will be in touch with you. I'd like to hear more about your personal circumstances. Here we go. This one here I think is also a very interesting one, if I remember correctly. Let's see what this one says here.
Hey, Carl. How you doing? My name is Frank Robles. I called in a couple of times. I was calling again, as always, great show. I formulated my workouts a lot through my own I guess, reading through other different articles, Mike Mentzer, Arthur Jones, even Arnold, all these things. But a lot of it has been now refined by listening to some of the stuff you have on your show, Brooks Cubic, all these things. So now I have a workout routine where I not only do powerlifting, there's bodybuilding, if you will, quote-unquote bodybuilding, and strongman. The routine is awesome. If you ever want to hear it, I'll let you know about it. But I'm increasing in everything. But that's not the only reason why I called, was your show about deodorants and antiperspirants. I use baking soda. I just rub baking soda under my armpits and stuff works awesome. Never a smell. I do sweat still. I just don't smell. I don't know if there's any repercussions to that. I don't know if you would know, if you could look, if you know anybody that would know the answer to that. But it works 100%. So I thought I'd like to share that. All right. See ya. And if you ever want to call me, my number is 978.
Oh, Marone. I keep forgetting these phone numbers for crying out loud. But anyway, okay. So baking soda makes sense.
How come?
Well, you put baking soda in your refrigerator to get rid of the smells, don't you?
It absorbs it, yep.
Is that what it does?
Mm-hmm.
I never understood how it worked, but but you notice, you ever take an old baking soda box out of your refrigerator and smell it?
No, I really.
It smells disgusting. It smells like all the odors that it removes.
I usually just toss it without sticking my nose in it.
Smell it next time. You'll love it. Anyway, so that makes sense. So I guess we could try that, baking soda under the arms. I think that would be a little messy, wouldn't it? How do you rub it on? Just take a little on your fingertips and just kind of rub it, I guess.
I guess.
Yeah, I'm going to have to try that. Maybe I'll experiment with that. We have anything else to talk about, lovely Elisa Profumo?
I think we're finished.
Okay, so there you go.
I have to go to the gym now.
Yes, now we're going to go train. I'm going to go do my squats and deadlifts supersets now. So that I'm looking forward to that. Okay. All right, well, listen, thank you so much for listening to Casual Friday on Supreme Radio. We have great shows planned
next week.
We have the whole week is already booked. Hopefully, the following week. You know what I'd love to do?
Hmm.
I'd love to see if we can get CJ Starter and his dad.
It's Center.
I'm sorry. CJ Center and his dad to come on the same show that I'm going to have the 16-year-old on.
Oh, that's a great idea.
So we can have the first half of the show maybe with the 16-year-old and the second half of the show with CJ and his dad Carlos, and cover that whole youth physical culture movement that's going on. And I'm so happy that these kids are out there. I mean, God, it's so great.
I just want to also say thanks to the listeners who keep posting all these great articles on Facebook.
Yes.
Keep them coming. That's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much to all of you. And thanks for Johan Uderstrom for coming on the show today and for being a true, dedicated Superhuman Radio listener. And we will see everybody next week with more Superhuman Radio. Now, don't forget, muscle is what, Elisa?
Metabolic currency.
And when you go to the gym, you make a deposit in your metabolic currency account. So get to the gym and train today. We'll see you later.
I'm going now. Bye.